know you talked about going on a recruiting trip for you. Does it feel like an audition, maybe, that you got?
Well, it's like Tony said, I'm here because of Sonny too, and but the other way around. But yeah, we had a good week. I went out, you know, because I want to say probably a good majority of the recruits we were going to see were defensive guys. So I asked Sonny to jump on the plane with him. It was the one time I think I've been in an airplane since I've been recruiting Louisiana Tech, but and not driving, but. Had a good week, met a lot of the coaches out, and they did a good job, obviously, so we had a good week together.
How did it make you feel when there was a coaching change and the overwhelming majority of the fan base was praying that Tommy Spangler was going to stay at defensive coordinator?
Well, this has been a great place for myself and our family, and like Coach Dyke said, I really believe that we're not done, you know, as far as where we want to be and where we want to go on defense, and we've made some improvement, and if you'll remember 3 or 4 years ago when we got here, it wasn't in real good shape on that side of the football. So, you know, I think we've made some improvement. Obviously, last year, record-wise, wasn't what we wanted, but we still, you know, felt like we did some better things, and that's why I'm excited to have the opportunity to stay and, you know, stay with Coach Agin, who was on our staff last year, and then, of course, Coach Coons and Coach Curtis and Coach Haverty joining us. I think we got a chance to be better, and that's our goal. That's our goal, and hopefully we're going to be continuing to build on what we have in the past, even though we're under a new head coach, and we're going to do some things just a little bit different than we have before.
Could you address some recruiting needs that will help you immediately in the offseason?
Well, you can't ever tell. You know, when I was a head coach one time, people would ask me about how'd your recruiting go, and I said, well, I'll tell you in a couple years, you know, and then they'd say, no, we'll tell you. And but, you know, you never really rely on too many of those incoming guys. Maybe if a couple come in and help you in a role type thing, that's a good deal. Now, overall, the future, feel real good about our signees, no doubt on defense. How many next year is just kind of gravy, I think. You know, when we hit the field here in a couple weeks of spring ball, that's for the most part the guys we're going to be going to battle with next year, and we're going to have to win football games with.
You probably played more freshman last year because of injuries and players you didn't expect to play, and hurt you last year, but going into this year, how important was it for them to get that
balance? Yeah, you know, you never, you know, Antonio Baker was such an iron man for us for years, and you know, he was riddled with injuries all year, and then against Boise he gets knocked out for the game, and then here comes, I tell the story a lot, here comes CJ Broaddus, who was redshirted going into the Boise game. I can't remember what game that was, seventh or eighth game. It was a Monday of the Boise, and we took CJ's red shirt off of him, and thinking he was going to get sprinkled in a little bit on special teams, and little did I know he'd play 73 snaps against Boise, and you know, Boise's not the most fun team to play your first game against. So yeah, there's some guys like that, like CJ, that Chad Boyd, you know, several guys on defense that had an opportunity to play and play a good bit, and at the time, I didn't like it, but right now, going into spring, it's a better feeling.
How do you feel about your personnel on that side of the ball overall? You're losing Anthony, you're losing two important safeties. What do you like?
Well, you know, DeAnthony is, you know, obviously is at the combine right now, and is probably as good a D lineman as we've had here in a while. But you know, I think it sounds crazy. I think we can be better on the defensive line. Because I think collectively, you know, sometimes in a roundabout way, maybe those other guys were relying on DeAnthony too much, and knowing that he was there to bail them out, so to speak, at times. I think collectively our guys are going to know they're going to have to do all the little things a little better and play harder, play tougher, play faster. I think as a unit, we got a chance to be better. Now, will we have any one player as good as DeAnthony? I'm not sure about that, but I think overall our goal is to have a better D line, and that's why I'm excited Coach Hagan's kicking back to the DL, because I think he'll bring something there for us that we haven't had in a couple years, and I think we got a chance to be better. Yeah, you know, Dion and Antonio both being starting safeties, but if you really look at it, with Antonio being hurt a good bit, and then Dion, if you remember, kicked the corner for us a lot last year, so really it's like we're losing our safeties, but in a way we're not, because Chad Boyd played back there a good bit. Tank Calais played back there a good bit. C.J. Broadus came in and played a good bit. So we don't have a lot of numbers, but what we do have, those guys have played and have done well. Now they need to get better, but at the same time, that's why you have spring practice.
Talk about the local player, Justin Ellis, on the defensive line. How's he looking?
You know, Justin was a guy that we came close to playing last year because, you know, he's a big physical guy, but, you know, being a true freshman, we actually went into Fresno State with, you know, wanting to play him, and had him in the rotation, and then I'm glad now he did not play, so we got a red shirt out of him. But, you know, I guess Justin was a 360 guy, Stan. Maybe now he's lost a little bit. We're trying to trim him up a little bit where he can move a little bit. Now, you know, at the point of attack, he's probably as good as we've got because he's a big, thick guy, you know. But he's gonna get a lot of playing time this year. He'll be a good one for us because he's hard to move, you know. But what, you know, the things he's got to get better at are chasing the ball, rushing the passer. When a guy, you know, you can imagine 355 pounds or whatever he is now, those are the things he's got to keep working on, his quickness, his suddenness, being able to move.
Anything else?
Okay. Mm-hmm.